Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. This is your host, Tara Miller. I have a very special guest today on this rare blue moon. It is Lady Passion from Coven Old and Wild. She is the author of the Goodly Spellbook, and she is a high priestess, and we are so lucky to have her because she does not do these interviews often at all. Lady, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
It's a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for not only doing these shows, but actually these are topics that were specifically made for the show that cannot be found anywhere else.
That is true.
Yes, so this is very rare to have you here, especially on this beautiful Friday, the blue moon, and so...
Yes, approaching the witching hour.
Oh, yes, we are approaching the witching hour. This couldn't be more perfect, and again, I do want to thank you, and our listeners do want to thank you for doing this show. It is definitely an honor to have you here, and we will be doing a few episodes with Lady Passion.
Actually, five at this point scheduled.
There is five at this point. We already have callers. I mean, the phone is lighting up people.
Awesome. Well, let's just start. Let's dive in.
So, Lady Passion, first of all, I do want to ask a few questions from you for our viewers that are new to the craft or who don't know a lot about the craft.
Sure, dive in.
Can you tell us, paganism was the first religion. Can you tell us why you believe it was forced underground, why it's been hidden for so long?
Absolutely. In fact, it was the world's first religion. Worldwide. It was forced underground because zealots from deserts attacked pagan temples in towns with approval from new church leaders. They murdered priests and priestesses who clung to their altars. They murdered brilliant teachers of philosophy, such as the female Hypatia, whom they kidnapped from a market, stripped, and flayed alive with sharpened oyster shells and shards of floor tile. They burned down the ancient repository of all knowledge, the Library of Alexandria. The lack of that knowledge started the Dark Ages. Everybody heard of that? Adding insult to injury, they reused sacred temple stones for mundane purposes, blasphemy, built new houses of worship on ancient pagan holy sites. Later, they burned down druid groves and perverted the tree's previous arch that had protected participants into the high, rib-vaulted cathedral ceilings they're known for. They outlawed millennia of pagan practices, then herbcraft and medical aid people had relied on from women for eons. Male alchemists were threatened with burning, like H. Cornelius Agrippa. So, they were no fools. They rejected in spirit in favor of science. They lived, these, by recanting their former love of magic, books they'd written in praise of the old ways. Women resisted this manipulation, so we were burned by the million. Tons of books detailed almost infinite ways men used to coerce false confessions or killed outright what they hated, feared, were jealous of, or desired sexually. In this way, oh my gosh, poor men.
Do you think
poor men grew rich?
The history of persecution is the reason why so many are keep their magic secret.
Well, yeah, they grew rich. These poor men off productive witch lands. I mean, witch towers were built throughout Europe to confine them and their kids. Do you know that they're killed kids were held until they were 12 and then hung on their birthday. Man, do you know that even kindergartens were originally begun to prevent mothers from teaching their children cures and traditions? It's in print. Like, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Do you think that,
These pogroms took their toll. We alluded. We hoped that the craze would pass, but shoot, man. Then along the line, you know, witches started writing things down when they could learn to read, and it became the Ardennes, these old witch guidelines, and then they said, you know, sometimes you gotta deny who you are, what you do. It's the only way we can survive till it passes. But you know, times have changed, right?
Yes. What do you think witches should keep secret today and why? Since times have changed. I mean, do you think there is anything that witches should keep secret today?
Well, yeah, it's really hard to explain what happens in circle, in ritual, at rites, at gatherings. Because, I mean, you feel things that you really can't articulate to anybody who wasn't there. It's kind of like Woodstock. If you weren't there, you would never be able to fully remember it. Well, it's not that we can't remember it. It's just that the mysteries are hard to articulate. Plus, I mean, we share deep. Like Vegas. What happens in circle should stay in circle. And, you know, because who could understand? And you should never share a book of shadows, you know, that you've earned with somebody who hasn't taught them by the teacher who taught you. I mean, these things, you know, that's how continuity is maintained. And people don't make false claims. You shouldn't share what happens during initiation or elevation and degree, because these are really mysterious, ancient, sacred ceremonies that are holy. And there's just, you know, if you haven't earned the right, you shouldn't have the privilege of pretense of knowledge about it. And you shouldn't spread gossip, for God's sakes. I mean, that's the easiest thing to share, which is usually bad, because you should always go to the source. And I mean, people pervade all kinds of smack about witches. Go to it. Go to the source. Don't spread gossip.
I definitely agree with that. I think that, in fact, gossip is something that, you know, I see a lot of people today, you know, wearing evil eye bracelets and protection. And a lot of times the simplest thing people don't realize, like spreading gossip, you know, especially females about other females. And I think it's something that, especially people talking about what they don't know about, or, surmising.
Well, they don't only know nothing about witchcraft, but they don't know anything much about what they purport to have their religion, Christianity.
Because I'm an initiated Rosicrucian, and even with us, we have to keep a lot of our teaching secret, because you have to be initiated and you have to study for so many years and to earn this knowledge. And people, even on TV, you hear them saying that the Rosicrucians are a cult, and you know it is. It's people talk about what they don't know about at times, and
No, I think that's a convenient excuse. It's an excuse for the lazy. That's been done to death. I honestly think that is a choice. That people wake up with a choice every day. And they can either be goodly or ungoodly. And, you know, witches try to be goodly. And, you know, definitely pervading rumors of which you know not about, you cannot confirm, is ungoodly.
Ungoodly. And that, the goodly, again, is the title of your spell book.
So the goodly spell book. As opposed to a spell book being ungoodly. Oh my gosh, no. Spell books can be goodly.
Yes.
And helpful and necessary and a must-have book to save your life wherever you go. Just never lend it out, because you'll never see it again. You won't. Get it and hide it and keep it.
Yes,
rely upon it.
I'm going to tell my viewers this, and this isn't because I have you on the show, but I've studied mysticism for years, I've studied hoodoo, I've studied voodoo, I study Egyptian mysticism, but I have never seen a book so complete and so perfect that even the beginner, I believe, can take this book, and it is the most complete book. If you want to buy one book, this is the only book you need. You know, I've read books that I had to buy this book, and it left me wondering, and I had to buy a book to figure out the
how-to book for grandmothers, teenagers.
Yep.
And I wrote it for a little boy in Zimbabwe. I hope someday gets it. I mean, I wrote it for anybody. It's not a college textbook. It's not advanced. It is about basics. It really is. And but I appreciate what I know that you mean is that it's well written.
It is well written, and it's written in a simple form that anyone can pick up the book that's never practiced magic, I believe, and can pick this
absolutely
up, easily do magic that moment. Let me ask you this, because this is a contradictory thing, but let me ask you this a little bit too. I just thought of, now, they always warn people not to...
They whom?
Not to dabble in what you don't know about.
They... They whom warned you not to dabble? They whom? Who are you talking about?
Well, you know, I've heard, you know, in different circles, people say don't dabble with what you don't know. But do you think that people can't?
No, I think that the fact is we're all born with magical knowledge, a magical sense of right and wrong and equality and fairness, and that's all about magic. And magic exists solely to provide fairness for when the law fails you, society fails you, people fail you. It's just not right. And so you have power, innate, inborn power. And I believe so that, you know, everybody has it, and everybody has the ability. It's only a matter of finding the right spell, going by your instincts, being ethical. I mean, truly ethical. You know, checking your ego at the door. You know, letting the gods make the final decision. These things are easy.
Yeah, that's the truth. The ego is something it's in every religion. I mean, you see it in every religion. But the ego is something, too, that you have to, you're correct in it. You have to check out the...
Yeah, but the thing about witchcraft that makes us better than any other religion is that that's a given. I mean, it's in perfect love and perfect trust. We enter the circle. And that has a lot of meaning and deep import. It means, hey, you know, I'm going to experience. And I'm going to decide for myself. And yes, the high priest and priestess are my guide. You know, but we're all individuals. And no one can say what we should or could do with our soul. I mean, my goddess, who could say you know, nay, especially a Puritan Christo person? I mean, what's that about?
Do you think that, and there was a book out recently, and I forgive me because I don't remember the author's name, but it was called something, you know, Christian Wicca. What?
Christo Wiccas.
Yeah. What?
Actually, they're called Christo Pagans, and it's a new sect, very New Age oriented, I must say. New Age. As opposed to old religion, or old age, as I may classify it. And you know, I think it's very Christianized, not unlike Santeria, not unlike some aspects, some few, of Voodoo, with pagan beginnings, perverted and twisted in a negative way. I do not think that you can be both pagan and Christian at the same time. They are mutually exclusive religions, beliefs, philosophies, and thought forms. Paganism is polytheist. We believe in more than one God, diversity, that the universe works in a million different ways. Monotheists, on the other hand, believe in one male God, one way only, one life, one shot life. And, you know, one in eternity.
And speaking of lives, and this is, I want to tell my viewers too, because we have a lot of good episodes coming up.
Oh yeah, we do.
Is going to do one on past lives.
Oh yeah.
That I'm most looking forward to.
I'm going
to
tell you a lot. I'm going to tell you all the stories of my past lives for what it's worth. I mean, from the sublime to the ridiculous. But yeah, they are mine.
And ghost hunting and...
Oh, yes. Oh, goddess. I'm a professional ghost hunter. Not hunter. Debunker. De-get rid of. Only if I agree to it. If I say that the house owners or the property owners have no right to get rid of that said species, I explain to them why I will not allow it, and then I tell them what to do to mollify them, and then everybody's a happy camper.
Definitely.
Easy breezy. I'm not just a ghost. I guess what I'm saying is I'm not just a Ghostbuster.
Oh, no. Yeah, Lady Passion is full of, I was most impressed when I first met you with, your, if you go to her website, which I want Lady Passion to give her web address, but if you go to her website, you can see testimonials, on her witchcraft.
None solicited. None.
Yeah.
None solicited. None paid for.
No.
And, I don't pay nor solicit anything like that. Not book reviews, not thank you for your services rendered as a magical high priestess type person. Mm-mm.
No.
No.
No, even on Amazon, I don't think I've ever seen a review on a spell book that people actually went in to quote on how your spells work.
I guess I need to look that up myself, because I honestly, you've told me this a second time now, once in email and now in person, and honestly, it's been a while since I've looked at them, so I need to go back and look at them myself.
Oh, you didn't read it? Yeah, I've never seen Amazon. First of all, I've never seen one. I think you have 5 stars, but I mean,
I do.
And then, but if you go into the review, a lot of spell books, you will see where it says, no.
And that's not an encouragement for people to give me a 1.
No, it's just,
yeah.
More like that.
Yeah.
It's
well, but.
On how her spell, right in the Amazon review on how people did the spells from a book, and the spells worked immediately, her testimonials on the website about the spells.
Well, you know, my publisher wanted us to give a disclaimer, making it for entertainment purposes, and I refused, flatly. Nobody does, because we didn't print it. We didn't print it, and we didn't put it online. We didn't put it on our website. Because, you know, we seek the high road. But yes, they wanted us to print a disclaimer like everybody else. Magic for entertainment purposes. I said, oh, you do not understand. You called me. You know my spells work. I will not back away from them, and I will only produce the ones that I, myself, have tried, succeeded multiple times. And my people. And that is it. And so in the preface, if you notice in the book, there is no page that says this is for entertainment purposes. In fact, in the preface it says verbatim, oh my gosh, do these at your peril, because they will work. Do not deny the effects. Do not regret the effects, because don't do it. If you're not willing to do it, and it will work. And I stand behind every single spell. Every single thing. It says that in the preface.
Yeah, it does. It's amazing.
And I stand behind it. And this is 2012. It's 6 years later since it was printed. Actually, 7. It was printed in 2005. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us, too, about your... I want you to give the website address, but about your public, the hand fasting.
Yes, well, every year at Samhain, which is the witch sabbat of Halloween, what gave rise to Halloween, they rip us off at every possibility. The monotheists. I do a public... huge throughout the southeast and from everywhere along the continental U.S. People fly in, bus in, train in, whatever, to come to be with me to circle on Samhain, on or near Samhain, in or near Asheville. This year, for the second year, we're going to be downtown Asheville, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Family friendly. Bring your kiddos, bring your babes to breast. It's all goodly. We're going to do a traditional European pub moot with our own take on the words locally. A great play, 5-minute quickie flash right. We're going to storm a few pubs, down a half pint, then make our way, process our way to music, downhill towards this great green that we did our first and second annual at. This is our 18th. And we're going to marry people en masse. If they want a witch adventure wedding, they can have it for free. Done by people that are legal clergy that can sign their marriage certificates. All you need to do is bring your marriage certificate to us to sign at a certain point. We're going to hand fast people who do not want to be recognized. This is a protest against recent state, county, and city ordinances trying to clamp down on people's freedom of love. And Samhain though it may be, I do believe that love is as you find it, as you should find it, and expressed as you should will it. And so I don't care about who shows. Everybody's going to get a commemorative, beautiful ribbon, hand-fasting ribbon. They're going to jump the broom. It's all going to be done by old witch style, by legal clergy. Legal craft clergy. I can sign your marriage certificate if you want to make it legal. But better yet, I'll be happy if you just renew your vows or, have a trial marriage. What precursed the Christian forever marriage? For a year and a day or less. Come in your finery, your black witchy finery, your wedding dress. Come en masse in front of the courthouse, downtown Asheville, and have a blast. Jump the broom, hear the words spoken, the old ways from the Book of Shadows. If you really want a free adventure wedding, this is it. It will only happen this time. Then we'll do a spiral dance around magnolia trees and a park that I saved.
You saved?
I did, personally.
Yes, you did personally.
And then we'll have a toast, a celebratory toast, on the outside of Pax Tavern, very privately, without having to deal with all their noise and music and whatnot inside. And that will be it. Volunteers who play parts in the Mummers play will be given the opportunity to come back to the Covenstead later that evening and have a great after party. So I encourage everyone to become involved. Get your witchy blood up. Come, have fun.
It's definitely anybody who is in that area, anybody who's able to go down, I think it would be very special. But one other thing, too, now that you mentioned ordinances, spring chicken to controversy. I saw...
What controversy?
The divination...
What controversy, honey?
Yes, in protest, you were...
No, I'm protesting. I'm protesting the state's stuff. Christians...
divination laws. People don't realize...
Not that. Divination laws. I've already gotten rid of that many years ago.
Yes, I saw that on your website. And you
I got rid of that many years ago. I'm protesting.
Telling fortunes.
Their new sexual orientation. They get to. They think they have the right to decide what love is. No, because see, all they did was recognize heterosexual married couples. Well, my mate and I have been together for almost 20 years. I refuse to marry. We are hand-fasted or non-hand-fasted, as the case may be. It's not up to them to decide what a liaison is. And that's one part of it. And then they hate polyamorous couples. I don't know, two women and a man, two men and a woman. I don't know. I don't care. As long as it's not statutory rape, hello? And even then, what about young couples? Like 21 and 21. Wanting to experience a trial marriage and hey, no harm, no foul if it doesn't work out. They don't have to go through the courts, expensive, with childs and whatnot, to get rid of it. No, it's so simple, so magical, so witchy, our way.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody...
How are they supposed to learn? Otherwise, what do? They get married too young, forever, by the courts. Legally. And then there's all kinds of hell to pay. So it's not right.
Yeah,
So we're giving everybody who wants to an opportunity. And those who can't, don't, or won't, please just clap and support, ring a bell, shout a whistle, show up, stand in support of other people's all kinds of rights. I mean, we just don't think it's right. So that's just part of our Samhain celebrations, our Sabbat celebrations this year for the 18th year. It's just part. It's the last part.
Yes, this is, I think, going to be anyone who's able to go down. And you could probably find out, I don't know if you're going to have more information on your website.
Of course. It's all posted.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be amazing. Also, what a lot of people may not know about you is that you are, you are a nurse.
No, I'm not a nurse. I've been a registered nurse, an RN.
Yes. You do the divinations and the readings and the...
Yeah, but that's a curative thing. My diagnosis of synesthesia...
Yes.
Well, that has to do with my psychism.
Yes, and can you explain to people who don't know what that is?
Well... It's a newly classified scientific term for psychics. It's the way we perceive things differently and that we know things consistently from other people that turn out to be right statistically and in environmental controls. I've been diagnosed with one, two, they don't even know the word for yet. I'm working with them. Yeah, in tandem with quantum physics, they're coming way too close for what witches have known for eons. What we've said for eons.
Yeah, and what we were discussing about before the episode was that chemistry, science comes from alchemy.
That's right.
The medicines out today, are from herbs. People need to...
Not a lot, all.
All of them, where they come from.
All. Because the earth did not produce pharmaceuticals from whole cloth. No, pharmaceuticals were produced from derivatives of herbs, period.
Yeah, I think that that's interesting. I'm just looking at our schedule here, too. Two things I want to say is next week's podcast with Lady Passion again, the second podcast in the series of five, possibly...
90 seconds.
Is September 7th, next Friday at 11, is...
Not possibly, definitely.
Is Entities, True Tales from a Real Ghostbuster. So next week, anyone, who wants to know about entities, ghosts, as a high priestess, Lady Passion was trained to deal with ghosts. So, I have a lot of clients...
Entities as well.
...in their house. That's our warning. We can go through some of this with her. She can, help us, people who...
How about this? We continue the evening with some call-ins.
With some call-ins. We can definitely do that. The only thing is, I'm just looking at our stream. We have 30 seconds.
I can continue. I can continue with some call-ins.
We can do that only. I'm just looking at our tech support here. We have 15 seconds of the show.
Are you going to cut me off?
That we're not going to be able to take call-ins once the show ends.
Aww.
Yeah, unfortunately, because we're going to be off.
Okay, well, we will do that.
Yeah, once we go off, we are streaming now. We're going to be off live stream in about 10 seconds.
Got it. Well, we can do that soon.
Yes, the next episode, if anyone wants to call in for...
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Can you take call-ins offline somehow and record them?
We cannot take calls offline. Now, where we're at now, the streaming is over for the show.
Okay.
It is still recording. It will record...
Right, I got it.
...up to 10 minutes after.
I got it.
People, when they go into the archive...
No. I was just trying to figure out what the parameters are.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yeah, they can hear this, but we cannot take.
They whom can hear this?
Our switchboard off on us.
So they whom?
Now all disappeared. But we are still.
They whom can hear this? Your streamers?
Yeah. Anyone now that is going in and that's going to listen to the show. We get more people in the.
Okay. Ask me a question you really want to ask me.
I will ask you for the remainder of the time. So these are for our archive guests, which we intend to get more archive guests over the months as people listen.
Got it. Please don't take up much more time. Get quick to it.
Okay, quick question. And this is something I really, really wanted to ask you. Would you know as a witch and a high priestess, is there anything, and this is a little bit here.
Just don't beat around the bush. Cut through the crap. Ask me. Oh, my God, yes. Yes.
You would know?
I'm afraid of the hide behind. The hide behind,
okay.
You cannot see him. Or it, I think it's mostly masculine from what I've been told. Every which way you turn your head, you cannot see it. It goes the other way. it slides up and eats you from behind. I am afraid of the hide behind. But, oh my gosh, I have not experienced one of those yet. What I really, really fear is the incubus. Millions of women fear the incubus. And rightly so. Men do not complain of the succubus. Oh no, they seem to like it. They go into it with full force, and people just call them people on Bowery Road. But women, oh my God, do we pay? Apparently, for being lonely, wishing on the moon for our loved one. Oh my gosh, that seems to be all it mostly takes. They psych in, they groove in, they get in, they psht. Oh my gosh, they look for the lonely. Young, old, decrepit, whatever. Even strong, I've seen them do it. Personally, myself, there is only one real remedy. It is simple. But by the time they get hold of that person, that female, oh my gosh. It's the best lever she's ever had. And she just can't live without it. No man can compare. So they become bad things. Let me just say that. But here's the remedy. Eat 15 dried peony seeds. That is it. Apparently they find it repugnant.
That is amazing. I've never heard of the incubus.
Oh my gosh.
I've never heard of a remedy for it. So
there are centuries of books written and devoted to this entity. It's not just one. They go by many names. They never tell the truth. They go by names like Jay and blah, blah, blah. They're in such things as Aradia, Gospel of the Witches. They're in such things as Key of Solomon. They are in the Gemiton. They are in many, many grimoires. They're well named, they're well known. But oh my gosh, they prey on women to this day, and they are the bane of my existence. I did not give this remedy in the Goodly spellbook. It took me oh my gosh, so many years to find it. Turns out it is simple. But man, you'd be amazed how many women don't want to swallow the cure. It's a sad thing. So that's why it scares me. I've seen them succumb to bad things. It's unfortunate and avoidable.
That's amazing. I've heard of the incubus from people. I've heard of people experiencing it. I've never experienced myself, and I've never seen
a... I pray you don't, because if you do, you're going to be calling me. Because you're going to know exactly what happens.
Yes.
It exists. They exist. They pre-exist humans, so they are very powerful. They mostly dominate their human attachments. They do. And so it takes a really, really strong woman to say, enough. That's why I fear him. Them.
But you don't fear any human? From hexes or anything, you're protected.
Oh my goddess. I'm glad you asked that.
Yes.
I don't fear any human alive. Not a soul. Not a kind. Not a one. No. Not president. Not pretense of dominator. Not chief of police. No one. None. Next question.
If you feel when you're protected, and we spoke about this in an email, with wearing the protective charm, do you feel as a high priestess, do you have to do protective spells a lot? Would you feel if somebody was sending something towards you?
I wouldn't wait for that. I would assume it. I am a powerful woman. Articulate. Oh, yeah. and effective. So I don't even anticipate the problem. No, which is, no, that because of their powers, they don't have to anticipate it exists. So we arm ourselves with amulets and talismans and many other ways of protecting ourselves.
That's what I knew you would say. I wanted to, one of these times we'll have to do, our time is almost up here on the recording, a show maybe on how people can protect themselves or knowing the difference between a curse and a hex. And sometimes it's just not your imagination, but sometimes it is just a depression. I've seen curses mask themselves as, depression or emotional mood swings and
bullshit. They're just people that don't know for certain.
Yeah.
They suspect. It's not masking, it's a suspicion.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would say 40% of the people that say they're cursed and they come to me via whatever means and they say, I'm cursed. And then I say, give me details, and they do.
Wait, this is our recording. Hold on, I'm getting a technical thing. Hold on. Okay, you there?
Yeah, flatline.
That we're flatlining. I'm going to end the episode now. I want to thank Lady Passion for being on the show. And remember, there are more episodes to come at this close to the bewitching hour in the last 20 minutes of the Friday, the full moon, so embrace the energy and...
Email her at oldandwild, oldenwilde, @gmail.com.
Yes, any questions that you have, definitely contact. She can lead you in the right way or suggest a divination, and she's fantastic with...
Suggest?
Love.
I do them.
She doesn't. Thank you, Lady Passion. I look forward to talking to you next week at the 11 o'clock, which is close.
Same time, same place.
Same time, same place. Please call in with your questions. I will talk to you next week. Thank you.